State financial officials announced last week that the Commonwealth is facing a $116 million surplus in last year's fiscal year 2012 budget. When deposited into the state's so-called rainy day fund, it brings that amount to over $1.6 billion. That makes Massachusetts a state with one of the largest cash reserves in the country, only behind Texas and Alaska. But despite the surplus, legislators in the Berkshires are asking the state to hold on to the money. State Senator Benjamin Downing said that there's just too much uncertainty in the future.
There's enough uncertainty that we wouldn't want to start to plan to spend it or even start to spend it only to wish that we had that money to plug holes in our own budget that may come not of our own making.
Downing warned of any cuts in the federal budget if Congress chooses to go over the so-called fiscal cliff, a series of automatic spending cuts that will take place if the federal government cannot reach a deal to prevent it at the end of 2012. The cuts will affect income taxes, defense spending, and Medicare. The senator said that any cuts to Medicare would have a significant impact on the budgets in Massachusetts.
That would have a significant impact both on health care reform here in Massachusetts and on our fiscal 2013 and clearly fiscal 2014 budgets.
Second Berkshire District Representative Paul Mark also shared the senator's sentiments about uncertainty and said that the fund should be kept as large as possible.
Because we have no idea what Congress is going to do after this election for the rest of the year. We have no idea what kind of budget cuts we're going to be seeing from the federal government. We have no idea how the economy is going to continue to respond in the next couple of months. We have no idea what other crises might be out there that we need to be prepared to deal with.
Fourth Berkshire District Representative William Smitty Pignatelli used the recent scandal at a state drug testing lab as an example of something unpredictable that could warrant having a healthy savings on hand. Recently, Governor Deval Patrick requested $30 million to cover legal expenses and other initial costs needed to handle the crisis.
That certainly was an unforeseen expenditure that we're going to have, and the governor's words were, "This is the start." So $30 million to start, if we didn't have a good, healthy rainy day account, those kind of things, we'd have to just raise taxes to do it. So this is a way to soften that blow, to try to provide those services that we need to provide, but yet not to affect the taxpayers too much.
First Berkshire District Representative Gail Ann Caridi said that she's also glad to see the state manage its finances well and said that she'd like to see more investment in some key areas.
Job creation and in our schools and education, especially higher education, to try to get people ready for higher education and get them through that so that they can have good paying jobs.
According to state financial officials, tax revenues for the first few months of fiscal year 2013, which started in July, were lower than expected. In response, the governor's administration announced more restrictions on state spending and hiring. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.